Anthony Gorman, the Interprovincials, they've creeped up on us all of a sudden. You have your squad named now for next weekend. How have preparations been going for you?
Well, we started off probably about a month ago now, Dermot. We've trained on Tuesday nights, and it's been difficult. We have to take into account the demands that the club's putting the players, and we're very mindful and respectful of that. And also the demands that are on the players due to work commitments and studying, and it's been difficult. Now, and saying that, we've had a good commitment from the players from day one, and they've been very open in terms of their availability and that, and so we've been pleased, but it hasn't been as straightforward as we would have liked.
Yeah, that always seems to be the case, doesn't it, every year? But I think that the mindset and the attitude of everybody involved, players and league officials, it's certainly improved in recent years, Anthony.
No doubt about it. And I suppose one of the points that I made at the start, when we were putting the squad together, was the amount of senior players that have come down from League of Ireland to the Ulster Senior League, and it's really strengthened it. And The attitude and the mindset of the player now is different to what it was maybe 10 years ago. Like, there's players now taking a lot more pride in their fitness and their physical appearance. And, it shows when you go down to the game on the Sunday, the fitness of some of the lads is fantastic. And, it's a real credit to not only to the players themselves, but to the clubs that the players are involved with.
Yeah, and when you look down through the squad and the names that are there, plenty of experience in there, Anthony. As you say, senior experience, but plenty of talent as well.
Yeah, loads of experience. And, when myself and Gavin and Michael McHugh were sitting down and, you're coming up with a squad and you're looking at the players, there's an awful lot of players in the league that are very similar, say the likes of Mark Moore and Roland Nolly at Coghill, and Ashley McMenamin and Matty Harkin that was in contention from Bunny Gee, and Tony McNamee. Like, they're all the same type of player, so we had to be very mindful of our squad when we were selecting the players, and unfortunately there was players that were left out. But there's an awful lot of players technically very good, good game knowledge, good game awareness, but there's getting the right balance, and we feel we have that with youth and experience, and as you say, the quality and the experience coming from the League of Ireland hopefully will improve us and make us more competitive this year.
Yeah, and tournament football then is different again, both for yourself as a manager and for the players.
Yeah, well, it's all about. It's all about the squad. Like, it's not about the 11 that start on the Friday night. It's about the 11 that plays on the Saturday and then the Sunday. Like, the games will, the team will change from, not just from game to game, but from hour to hour. Like, it'll depend how games are going. You'll think about you've got to keep an eye on the game, the next game, how best to save your players and have them ready for the game, and if that means having a different 11 for us for the next game, well so be it. But we're very happy with the squad we have, and if we have to make changes and we have to change the squad, well, we've got the players in place to do that.
Yeah. Well, you were involved last year. You were part of the management team under Peter Moore, and the Ulster Senior League came ever so close to winning it last year.
Very unlucky last year. Got off to a brilliant start on a Friday, with a 1-0 victory against Leinster, and then the Saturday game then against Connacht, we won. It was 2-0, but it was a very comfortable 2-0. We were never under any pressure, and going into the Munster game, we just needed a draw, because the way the results had gone, Munster and Leinster had drawn on the Saturday, but unfortunately we conceded pretty early on, and while we took the game to them, they defended very well, the Munster team, and from my own experience with playing the Intermediate Cup with Letterkenny over the last couple of years, the Munster teams are physically very strong, and we found them difficult to break down, and when we were pushing for the equaliser, which would have done us to win the tournament, we got caught on the counter-attack a few times, and we were unfortunate to lose, but it's all about staying in the game, and tournament football, it's all about staying in the game and trying to stay in the competition as long as possible. And you don't have to go and win the game in the first minute. you know, you can win it in the 90th minute of the third game, and you know, that's one of the points that we're trying to get across to the players.
And I'm sure you'll feel that your squad is good enough to contest again this year, Anthony, and the players are going to be given a chance to perform on a big stage against quality opposition, and there's always the chance as well of maybe getting spotted for maybe international recognition too.
Well, that's, you know, that has to be the aim for some of the players, like, in, I suppose, over the last number of years. You know, like Malik McDermott, I think, was the last player from our league to win the Intermediate Player of the Year, which is a fantastic honour. And last year, you know, I suppose if we had got the right result against Munster in the final day, I'm sure Peter Turish or Peter Doherty would have been named player of the tournament. That's how good they were, and you know, so, but it's all about. It's a big stage to go and showcase your talents. And for the younger lads, the likes of Peter Turish and Peter Doherty, Ronan Olley, you know, the younger boys that, you know, that haven't really had that League of Ireland experience, you know, it's an opportunity for them to challenge themselves and see, you know, if the opportunity came, could they go and compete at League of Ireland, which I have no doubt that they could do. But it's all about getting a wee break and a wee opportunity.
So you're looking forward to it. Between now and next weekend, I'm sure you'll get the squad together a few times, maybe get the odd friendly in too.
Yeah, well, we've got the friendly Castle Derg or Derrickview over in Castle Derg. And then we've got the league very kindly give us a free weekend on Sunday so we can prepare as best as possible. And then we'll see how the players are and probably go on the Tuesday night as well before we leave on the Friday. So we're looking at another three sessions together with the boys between training and games. So, but we're, you know, it's all about the tournament, and you know, it's, as you said earlier on, Jeremy, it's crept up on us, you know, and we've had a few wee disappointments with players that, you know, that aren't available for one reason or another. But when we named the squad to start, we listed about 26, 27 players, and when we whittled it down then, you know, we had three or four players in standby that we were able to bring in. So we're still very pleased with what we have.